All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's very special guest, Mr. Eddie Jemison. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure to have you. And what I appreciate about you already is, you know, when we first start talking, whenever I have a nice conversation with a guest before we even hit record, it always makes me feel good. And you're definitely one of those people. So I appreciate that.
Well, we have a lot in common, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not everybody likes the Kinks.
That's right. That's true, especially in the U.S. So, this episode is being released on January 20th of 2015. Why don't you tell the listeners why this is a special day?
It's a special day for me because my first film that I've ever directed, actually co-directed, called King of Herrings, is going to be released tomorrow, or today, on the 20th. So that's a big deal for me.
Well, as I said, I saw it, and I love it. There's so much I love about it. I have a whole list of notes, so I hope I can touch on all the different things that I love about it. But, of course, this isn't about me. This is about you. So I want to know.
Thank you.
Let's start at the beginning. How did this all come about?
I was I was in an acting class in Los Angeles. Still am. Every Wednesday we meet. It's an acting class. And I was writing scenes for a friend of mine. He's like, oh, I need a scene tonight to perform in class. So I came up with a scene about these two near homeless guys talking about just their lives, you know, mm-hmm. their wives and stuff. And everyone seemed to like it. And it turned into a full screenplay. And I thought, well, let's shoot this. I met a guy along the way at a reading. His name is Sean Richardson, and he's the co-director. He said, I love the script. I want to shoot it. I don't care if we don't have any money. Let's shoot it now. So we got together all our friends. The actors in the film are all friends of mine from 25 years back. We all went to LSU together, all studied under the same acting teacher. We kind of collaborated and directed this almost together.
Yeah.
And so we made this film because they're all professionals and have done this for a long time. We've been together since the late 80s. And we met Steven Soderbergh in Baton Rouge, and we acted in some of his little films. And so we all kind of came together, almost like a communist collective, and made a film, which is going to come out today.
Well, even if I didn't know that connection going that far back, because as professional actors, I'm sure you could have pulled off a lot of the banter and a lot of the camaraderie and a lot of the conflict that happens throughout this movie. But wow, when you have that layer of personal friendship, it probably makes the job a whole lot easier and just takes it to the, you know, it's cliche to say, but really takes it to the next level, because a lot of that stuff is hard to script or a lot to portray if you're not, you know, invested and you're just doing it while the film is rolling, right?
Yeah, well, it's good to know that, you know, because the script is very wordy.
Yeah.
And it was good to know that these guys are going to be able to handle the material. And it was also good to know that, It's a real actory kind of film. It's not a lot of action. It's a lot of talking.
Right.
And I knew these guys would be into that. It was fun writing juicy parts for them to play and juicy things for them to say. And it was just fun to sort of lob some easy balls for your friends to hit. That was kind of fun.
Well, I saw the description is the bastard child of Woody Allen and Tom Waits, and that's really a perfect description of it, because it's shot in black and white, but super crisp black and white, which I absolutely love. I'm a huge fan of black and not only old timey black and white movies, but when modern movies are set black and white, it just makes them pop.
Why is that?
Yeah. Well, I think it makes you focus on what's important. You know, a lot of times when you're in, at least for me, your eye can wander with the background and what's going on. And it's sometimes hard to focus on what you need to